Highs 90 or above. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Changes may be on the horizon for the state school board. Thursday, the Senate voted unanimously 30-0 in favor of a bill that would replace the current elected state school board with a board appointed by the governor. That bill now goes on to the House for approval, then to Governor Kay Ivey's desk to be signed. If signed, Alabamians will vote on a constitutional amendment to make that bill a law. Lawmakers have until next week to comply with federal demands to improve the state prison system. Back in April, the Department of Justice issued a report saying Alabama's prison conditions are unconstitutional. Thursday, a group of lawmakers gave an update. They say they're taking a deliberate approach to the prison crisis. And Lockheed Martin, a major employer in Pike County, just broke ground on its new facility Thursday. This expansion is expected to create hundreds of jobs. Construction will begin immediately and should be finished in 2021, and production will start the next year. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Lowe's knows you'll do it right to save big on your to-do list. We do it right, too, with savings during our Memorial Day sale, so you can start checking off your list and save, too. Now get select 2.5-quart perennials, 3 for $12 in store only. And keep your yard looking its best and save $100 on a Greenworks 60-volt string trimmer and blower combo kit, now just $199. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 5/22. See store for details, U.S. only. Perennial offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones, and the same way that apps have made our lives easier, Hyundai has made car shopping easier with their Hyundai Shopper Assurance Program. There's finally a way to go car shopping that pumps up your confidence, puts you in control. It's so convenient. You can even schedule a test drive at home or at work. The future is here. Hyundai Shopper Assurance available at participating dealerships only. Test drive subject to availability. Visit HyundaiUSA.com/Shopper Assurance for more details.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Missouri is pushing forward with sweeping new restrictions on abortion that ban the procedure at 8 weeks.
President Trump unveiling his sweeping new plan to overhaul America's immigration laws.
Under this plan, the borders will finally be fully and totally secure.
Wall of severe storms moving across the country. 40 million Americans in 16 states bracing for this.
Turn to Iran now and new signs that President Trump wants to dial back escalating tensions. President saying publicly, as well as behind closed doors to members of his administration, he doesn't want a war.
Amazing story of survival from Kentucky. A 22-month-old boy missing since Mother's Day was rescued from a ledge.
For many students, of course, a good SAT score remains an important key to gaining college admissions.
The College Board is introducing an adversity score, a number between 1 and 100, calculated using 15 factors.
The final salute to the Big Bang Theory.
I will miss hundreds of people working together to create something, which is always the most magical part.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on Friday, TGIF edition, post-cruise edition of the Dan Morris Show. The next one we do of these things, you guys have got to do it. It's so much fun. You guys are just a blast to be around, and so you're just such a nice group of people. 272-9228, first time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know, and we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. I gave Alan his card.
Yeah.
He was so, the only problem is I didn't know if I had a good card or a bad card. And I said, Alan, I'm trying to do this. Do you mind calling the number on the back of the card and make sure there's $50 in there? And he didn't. Said, yep, $50.
Nice.
I said, man, you're going to really enjoy this. But Sweet Creek Farm Market this weekend, I'm going to take some friends down there to look at it on Sunday after church and check things out after church, after brunch, to doing vintage here for brunch on Sunday. Looking forward to that. Cooking steak out on Saturday night. Ooh. Looking forward to that.
Gotta love that meat.
Oh, man. Meat and the 425 baked potato, peppers, and then the mushrooms, the shrooms. Mm. Did you see where Colorado is past magical mushrooms?
Denver, yeah. I'm very much fascinated by the studies that are coming out of places like Johns Hopkins and other places where they're treating people in particular with depression, and also the ones most...
Anywhere that was treating.
Yes.
And versus just doing.
Right, and I mean, I think there could be clear... I talked about it on my show. I think it's a shame that in the 60s and the culture wars of the 60s, the so-called psychedelics became like this verboten, there's no possible good medical use for them. And what they're finding at places now like Johns Hopkins is, say somebody gets a terminal illness and they're like, you're going to die in a few months. They've found that one treatment in a controlled setting, and it's not something you have to take constantly, will help them deal with the fear of death. And then on a lesser, less serious subject, they said if people take, say, psychedelics like mushrooms, and then they have what they call a godlike experience, right, that they will, say, quit smoking cold turkey immediately. And they've said it's the most effective addiction treatment they've ever seen.
Yeah, but again, there's a big difference between a sliver of that use and then opening it up to the general public.
Oh, sure. I agree.
That's where, I mean... I'm somewhat familiar with this drug, and I've seen some people really do some stupid things, particularly driving.
Yes. Oh, it is not to be played with, and I mean, I think people who already have certain mental conditions should mess with it, and... I think it's a shame it's become this idea of a party drug. It is not something to be... It should be taken seriously.
The in a story today, breaking was... a judge is releasing some information on Michael Flynn, and I'll try to give you the kind of the information behind the information here. Let's start out with Catherine Herridge.
National Security Advisor Mike Flynn told the special counsel of multiple instances, both before and after his guilty plea, where he or his lawyers got calls from individuals connected to the administration or Congress, quote, that could have affected both his willingness to cooperate and the completeness of that cooperation. The defendant even provided a voicemail recording of one such communication. For context, Flynn had a joint defense agreement with the president's legal team, and after he began cooperating with the special counsel, there was an effort by the president's lawyers to protect privileged information. No obstruction charge was ever brought as a result of the special counsel investigation. Speaking exclusively to Fox News, the former national security advisor's brother is reacting to this key section of the Mueller report that indicates Mike Flynn was already under FBI investigation during the 2016 presidential transition.
General Flynn went through 19 sessions with the special counsel, approximately 90 hours of torturous interviews, and this never came up the entire time. And you would have thought it would have, and they would have maybe, you know, focused on that, but it didn't come up at all. It was an absolute surprise when the Mueller report came out.
Buried in volume two, which is the obstruction volume, the report states that investigators came across the ongoing FBI probe of Flynn while investigating, quote, Flynn's discussion of sanctions with Russian Ambassador Kislyak. Previously, the FBI had opened an investigation of Flynn based on his relationship with the Russian government. Flynn's contacts with Kislyak became a key component of that investigation. Bear with me here because the timing really matters, because Flynn was close to the president, and there was no FBI briefing warning the campaign of an open investigation into Flynn, what they would call a defensive briefing. And it was previously thought Flynn's phone calls with the Russian ambassador led to the FBI probe, and now we know that was not the case. The special counsel office declined to answer.
Okay, a couple of things out of this. Number one, when you're cooperating, first of all, you remember that Manafort got thrown in jail for allegedly tampering with witnesses.
Yes.
So I would think if somebody did that, I think somebody would be thrown into jail. And I understand that when you have someone who's a cooperating witness, you're told if somebody contacts you and they could possibly be perceived as XYZ, then let us know.
Right. From what I read into this, it was from a Politico source that essentially there was a common defense strategy that people had signed on to, and that's completely allowed.
Absolutely allowed, and Michael Flynn was a part of that.
Right, and then they decided we don't want to be a part of it anymore. We now want to cooperate with Mueller. That's where a lot of the so-called influencing came from. It's like, wait, no, stay with us. That's what I gathered from what I was reading into this.
I think that's exactly what it is. I think people, because if it were actual tampering, I think Mueller would have done something about that.
Yes.
And allegedly Dowd, who was the attorney in the joint defense agreement, was handling that. He's the one that made the telephone call. So I think there's going to be much ado about nothing. I think what's going to happen is somebody pointed it out, just said, well, go ahead and release it. And I think we're back to these dirty investigators for Mueller's team. I think we're back to them.
And honestly,
And guess who that would be, by the way? Weissman.
Oh, my. But this judge releasing it doesn't surprise me. This is the same judge, Sullivan, I believe, who dressed Flynn down in the courtroom.
Right.
Like, he kind of, I'm not going to say he had it out for Flynn. I think he more was taking Flynn, not registering, especially the stuff Flynn did with Turkey or on behalf of the Turkish government, really made the judge upset. And he didn't find Flynn was, you know, nice enough, or apologetic enough. That might be the word.
I like that. So let's do CBS, same topic. Let's hear how they handle it.
President said when Mike Flynn was got caught up in this, he said, I feel very badly for him. You might not feel so badly for him now. But this is, you know, the questions of obstruction. There were these 10 instances, and one of them was, do you dangle the potential for a pardon, or do you do things to try to get people not to talk? And so it's fascinating as you focus in on these individual instances. But we'll see if it actually leads to anything.
Plus, it'll be interesting to see what he has to say about Michael Flynn now, as you point out. He said, yeah, he felt badly for him. He feels badly until it looks like that you're going to do something that would hurt the president in some way.
Yeah, we'll see if they can peel back any more of this redacted portion of the Mueller report.
Which makes it even more important that Robert Mueller testify, that we get a chance to hear from him.
A lot of people want to hear from him.
It's the other. It's one that's three down. I'm sorry. That was cut number two. That was the talk around.
Okay.
Federal judges ordered the release of some of the material withheld when the Mueller report was made public. It's about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and a phone call that he had with Russia's U.S. ambassador. Now, this could reveal how others tried to obstruct Mueller's investigation. Paula Reed is at the White House with the latest on this story.
Gail, this is the first time a judge has ordered the Justice Department to reveal portions of the Mueller report that had been kept secret. Mike Flynn and his attorneys say there were multiple instances where people connected to Congress or the Trump administration reached out to Flynn and his team in a way that could have impacted his cooperation with the Russia probe. The public version of the Mueller report reveals that one of those people was one of the president's personal attorneys who reached out to Flynn's team in November 2017 and left a message asking for a heads up if Flynn had any damaging information about the president. Now, Flynn has a recording of that message, and a judge has ordered that a transcript of the message be released to the public. Now, Flynn is currently awaiting sentencing for lying to the FBI about his contacts with Russian officials before President Trump took office. But Democrats are already seizing on these new details to renew their calls for the full unredacted Mueller report to be released to the public.
Okay, so I think what we're going to find out is exactly what Joey and I were talking about. There's going to be Dowd doing an inquiry, and they're just pumping this thing up.
Well, and also, as she just said, in the Mueller report that's been out to the public now for weeks, that information that it was Trump's attorney was the one reaching out to Flynn was already out there. What the judge released revealed the possible congressional influence, people in Congress doing something. That's the actual news and new information. But what's happening is they're rehashing new information we already knew is new and revealing, and we need more information. You already had it. So I guess they're just going to keep digging, though, because it is fruitful. From if you're taking the point of view of the Democrats and wanting to keep your narrative going, then you want to keep using this.
Yeah, and what they do is it's just speculation on their part. Right. That's all it is. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it. If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah, 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones, let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are you today?
We're doing great, Rodney. I want to tell you something. A lot of people have heard that you were thinking about going to the event, and they were a little disappointed that you weren't there last night. Mountaineers really wants to meet you.
Oh, man, I tell you, I've been just so busy. We've got a lot of stuff going on with our equipment and stuff, and
That's understandable. I'm not fussing at you. I'm just telling you, my audience would really like to see you.
Yeah, I know, Dan. I apologize to all of y'all out there. Really, it's just a situation where I got binded down, and I'm still under a big load of stuff. Let's talk about the individuals who's calling out Alabama for the abortion and calling for boycott. First off, I want to say to all those folks, I'm glad y'all don't live in Alabama. Okay? Stay where you are and don't ever come here. Okay? And another thing is, you're a bunch of idiots. Never learn. It didn't work with Chick-fil-A. I'm sure they're going to sell a lot of Mercedes-Benz now. Okay? So y'all just keep it on up out there thinking y'all can take y'all little small groups of people and y'all bots out there and make the whole world think that everybody out there thinks the same as they do. You're not fooling me. I think that I'm going to thank them because we're going to get the same result as Chick-fil-A and the other companies that they tried with Hobby Lobby and all this other stuff. I'm expecting all these companies and stuff to do outstanding record sales because the American people are going to rise up to these idiots every time, all the way to the presidential election. It's amazing that they haven't figured this out yet. But Dan, the next thing I want to talk about is that all this stuff with the Democrats and everything that's going on, it's a bunch of hogwash that they're putting out in the news with all this stuff, with this new investigation, new information they got. I ain't falling for a bit of it. Not at all. What I'm interested in is how did Mueller know and all these FBI agents know and all these people in Washington know that the dossier was no good and phony baloney from the get-go, and they all just sat there for 2 years and watched all this. So I think there's a lot of Democrats and a lot of Republicans that don't even realize that they may be in the bullseye too, because these people knew. It's been proven now that they knew way before Trump was even inaugurated as president. They all knew the phony baloney document that was dumped out there. They all sat there like they didn't have a clue of what was going on. So, in my opinion, I think Paul Ryan and all of them fleeing because their names at the end are going to come out. It's a sad day for these people, but a great day for our country and our president. And you know what, Dan? I'm all in to win for my country and my president. They can do what they want with those people.
What? I'm not following you on the Paul Ryan thing. What does Paul Ryan have to do with all this?
Well, there's some speculation out there of the reason why Paul Ryan left, because his name's going to come up in all of this when it's all said and done.
In what way?
In one way of them knowing about this dossier prior to Trump even being inaugurated, and they all just sat around and act like they didn't know what was going on.
If the Gang of Eight was briefed on it, then he would have known. But if he wasn't briefed on it, he wouldn't have known about it. I know that Clapper briefed Schumer on it, and also what's his name from Nevada, Reed.
From what I'm understanding, and from some of the stuff I'm reading and stuff, and it may not be correct, but just as what I'm reading and understanding, that they was passing it around like the Washington Post up there before that they all knew about it. There was no secrecy to it. There was no top secret. Everybody knew about that dossier. And Obama ordered it. He was all in the wind with it, too. It's all speculation now, but it's all going to come out. And when all this investigation, though, what the damaging part is going to be is when Trump releases all the documents itself and declassifies.
Okay.
We'll see. And I think that's when the names are going to come out of some of these people. And like I said, I'm just speculating, but there's a lot of evidence out there saying that they were passing that dossier around like it was just a morning newspaper.
Okay, well, let's do this. Let's wait till we actually find out what happens. How about that?
Well, they are reporting on that already. That's Nation News now. That's come out already, part of the information that's been released. They know that dossier was being passed around.
Okay. Thanks, Roddy. You have a great day. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, welcome. No, let me go to a break. Coming back to you, Ron, right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. We all want a good-looking yard, right? Unfortunately, not everyone can afford to hire professional landscapers. But there are some great ways to do it yourself, save lots of cash, and have a yard you love that adds value to your home. I'm talking about going to see the experts at Southern Homes and Gardens right here in Montgomery. Southern Homes and Gardens can help you add curb appeal to your tired yard, make over your backyard, or upgrade your outdoor furniture at unbelievable prices. And if they grow the plants, you don't pay tax. How about that for value? You're saving 10% right off the top. Folks, sticking to a budget doesn't mean you should settle for no curb appeal. Give Southern Home and Garden a call today. 334-387-0440. That's 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com and tell them Dave sent you. Call 334-387-0440.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump warning of long jail sentences for those he claims spied on his campaign. This as we learn what the former National Security Advisor revealed to special counsel Robert Mueller.
Court documents reveal former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn told investigators people from the White House and Congress sought to influence his cooperation in the Mueller probe.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
He provided a voicemail of one of the communications. This is a federal judge ordered the Justice Department to release unredacted transcripts of a conversation Flynn had with a Russian ambassador by May 31st.
Lawmakers in Missouri passing a controversial abortion ban.
The bill making abortion illegal once the mother reaches 8 weeks. Missouri's governor is expected to sign it.
Fox's Evan Brown. And author Herman Woke, who wrote Winds of War, has died. He was 103. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
A forecast sounding more and more like summertime all the time. Today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Some isolated, random heat of the day storms possible again. Tonight's low 66. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 90. A little more humidity tomorrow. And upper 80s to around 90 on Sunday, too. Chances some isolated storms towards Sunday evening and Sunday night. A better chance of scattered thunderstorms on Monday than a hot week ahead next week with highs 90 or above. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you.
272-9228, that's where we are.
No matter what you do, girl, with you. No matter what you do, I will always be around.
Hey, so let's go to Ron. Ron, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
What can you tell me about the delay in the Flynn sentence? What's going on with that?
I think he is kind of helping with some other issues that are out there, but it's not. And I'm not sure how much of a sentence he's going to get, and one of the delays may be it's not going to be much of a sentence, and they're going to realize he didn't do anything or didn't do much. Yeah.
I agree with you. I don't think he should be sentenced at all, but it just seems to me it's taken so long, and I just wonder if there's something nefarious going on there. You just have to wonder. I don't know.
Well, if he's cooperating, it wasn't much of a sentence, then it, excuse me, then that would tell me that he didn't. Because what's going to happen is when you get down to the Flynn case, you're going to start getting to the nuts and bolts of it. And what happened? What were the interviews and all that kind of stuff? How did it go down? And I think that may all of a sudden start being analyzed and being seen as something that wasn't done quite right.
Yeah, that's my thought too. You think his conviction could be overturned on that basis?
There's been some discussion of that. I tell you something I think could happen is, firstly, I don't think if they charge him and his sentence, I think it's going to be very light. Depending on where we are in the IG and in the bar, the Durham investigation, I could see Trump doing some pretty blanket pardons.
Sure. Okay. Well, I just wondered. I wondered about the judge. I thought maybe the judge that had sentenced him had been involved with the FISA court or maybe something like that. You know, you just don't know, but I don't know. It does make you wonder that it's taken so long. I mean, he could cooperate even after sentencing if he was going to cooperate.
Yeah, I think what happens is if you do that, it's going to get in kind of the nuts and bolts. I think it's going to be a very short sentence, and they kind of go, well, you know, why is he only doing a week in prison if it was that big of a deal?
Okay, it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. Thanks.
It certainly will. Thank you. Let me go to Lainey. Lainey, the lady of the hour. Lainey, how are you, my dear?
Hello. I just wanted to thank all of you guys for being aboard the Harriet last night. We had so much fun.
I tell you what, everybody, the first hour, all they did is bragged on the Harriet 2 and the event that you did last night. I want to tell you, Lainey, y'all, your staff and you, y'all are absolutely incredible. I think people are foolish not to. I've been telling the audience, if you're a church group or you've got a civic club or a business, you need to go down and rent the Harriet 2 and do it for your employees or the people in your church or club. It is a fabulous venue.
Thank you so much. We do enjoy it, and we just loved everybody last night. It was so much fun. I love your show, and I've got to meet all of the callers that I hear all of the time, so I enjoyed that very much. But it was just a fun night, and I hope that some of your listeners will come out for a Zufari cruise on Sunday. That'll board at 3:30.
Well, tell them about it. They don't know about it, so you need to tell them the mechanics of it. This is really interesting, folks. Listen in.
Well, we have a Zufari cruise. It's our first annual cruise. We're going to do it every year with the zoo, and they're bringing their educational animals out to ride aboard the Harriet with the families and the children, and we're just so excited about this first cruise. We're going to have children's music along with adult music, the animals to enjoy, and the boat will be decorated like the Zufari. And so, everybody, wear your tiger stripes and your zebra stripes.
I got to get mine out of the closet. How about you, Joey?
Likewise.
How much are the tickets for that?
Well, the adult tickets are $25, which is our normal Saturday and Sunday cruise for inside seats. And then our children's tickets are just $15.
What is that? And so then you have access to the...
The animals and the cruise and the music, and we are going to have fun things for the kids along with some other goodies. I don't want to give all the surprises away, but we'll have fun things for the family to do on board as well.
How do they get tickets?
They can go to funinmontgomery.com and just look on our schedule for the Zufari cruise.
And that's Saturday and Sunday?
No, it's just Sunday. It boards at 3:30, and then we'll have our blues cruise after that. It'll run a little bit late on Sunday. It'll board at 6:30.
Folks, I want to tell you something. The Harriet 2 is a gem for Montgomery. You need to go meet Lainey, and this crew and the staff are just spectacular.
Well, we thank you, and your listeners are fantastic. We enjoyed meeting them all last night, and the captains had a blast with you guys.
Well, they're wonderful folks, and I appreciate them. At least I didn't ram the boat into a sandbar.
No, we did not. And I appreciate you having that event on board, Dan. It was fabulous. And the food that Reed Ingram out at Sweet Creek brought, and wasn't it Andy that brought the steak?
Andy Tipton with Wagyu Farms for the Wagyu
yes.
beef.
Oh, they were so delicious. I got to have a little small piece. I didn't want to eat too much, but oh, it was delicious. And everybody, the staff had a blast with your listeners too. So,
well, and also I tell you, the entertainment that you had, the performer,
yes.
He is such a nice guy. I was telling the audience, he has such a gentle soul, but he's got some stories to tell.
Yes, he does. He is ex-military, and he is a true hero. He has tons of stories to tell about his time in the military, and he is an amazing entertainer. And he runs the Souletaire here in Montgomery, so it's a wonderful venue if people haven't been. Henry is amazing. And then Eric Perkins, that was up on the third deck, is also just amazing. And they're some of our favorites, and they're on board quite a bit. As a matter of fact, Eric's on board almost every weekend.
Wow.
I get Henry when he's available. He's a big draw in town, so he's hard to be available all the time.
Well, Lanny, again, thank you so much. It's it was just spectacular. I opened up the show with that you exceeded my expectations.
Well, thank you, Dan, and thanks again for having it. And y'all have a wonderful weekend.
If you ever need me for anything, you just call me, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Maryland. Maryland, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show.
Hi, Dan. This is Maryland.
How are you?
AKA Faye. Hey, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
I like that.
Thank you for the invite to your table last night. Henry is awesome. The food was fantastic.
Yeah.
The menu was magnificent. And the camaraderie was excellent. So thank you.
And I tell you what, I'm glad you had a good time last night. It really, really was fabulous.
It really was. And the beautiful sunset that we got to see was just awesome. But thank you for your show, your input, your knowledge, and thank you for you.
Well, thank you for being there. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Take care. Let me.
I do think politics is pretty tricky, as you know. Carry on, will you?
Thanks, I appreciate you. Let me go to the phone, so let me go to Rick. Rick, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show.
Hey, Dan. Sorry I missed it last night, but I did want to follow up with you. I used the Harriet 2 for a conference that was a national conference.
Mm-hmm.
And you are, at what you experienced last night, every time I go to my follow-up conferences since, they still talk about the Harriet 2.
That's great.
They were fantastic, and it's one of those resources here in Montgomery that I think people don't use.
Yeah, it's a great venue, particularly if you've got a group and you want to, the camaraderie and just the, because you're on the ship, you're sharing a common experience, and I've learned that's how you really get to know people.
It really is, and it was, I can tell you when we did it, it was fantastic, and I just wish more people would do what you did and book it.
Yeah, like I said, if you're a civic club or church or you have a business, it is a great group building time.
It is that. And I want to echo what she said a minute ago. Dan, thank you for all you do and keeping us informed.
Well, thank you, Rick, for the kind words. I appreciate that.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, my friend. 272-9228. Let's see. Let me do this. I had another cut, didn't I, that I gave you that was in my email?
Yeah, pulling it up now.
I have that actually as a cut.
Okay.
I cut it. I'm not sure what the... You remember I put it on there, the quality. This is a fascinating story. You can either stop it at the mark I told you to.
All right.
And we can play it off of position.
Let's do that.
Tonight, a story about people who love their pets too much. Such was the case with Emma, an otherwise healthy Shih Tzu mix who was recently euthanized after its late owner left explicit instructions in her will that the dog be put down and laid to rest with her. It's a practice that's not only cruel, but one that in most cases here in Virginia is illegal.
In the always crowded Chesterfield Animal Shelter, surrounded by strays and cast-offs, sat a very special dog. Not your typical pound puppy or mongrel, but a well-bred animal that looked much like this one. She was a pampered and much-loved dog. In fact, you might say she was loved to death. Emma arrived at the shelter March 8th, and during her two-week stay, shelter personnel had several discussions with representatives of the dead woman's estate, trying to talk them out of euthanizing this dog so she could be laid to rest with her master, but to no avail. The minute Emma left the shelter, she was taken to a local vet and put down, leaving shelter workers heartbroken.
We did suggest to them that they could sign the dog over on numerous occasions, you know, because it's a dog that we could easily find a home for and rehome it. But ultimately, they came back in on March 22nd and redeemed the dog back.
Okay. So this is not an old dog. This is a young dog. This is young dog.
Good health. a purebred.
And so this owner, who obviously doesn't have a real good sense of the afterlife here, in her will says that she wants the dog to be buried with her. So they euthanize the dog.
This along with her, like, pyramid-shaped sarcophagus and all our other worldly possessions?
Euthanize the dog. And then cremated the dog and then puts the ashes with the lady. Let me go to a break, and we're going to come back to this story, and we'll discuss right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are.
With the pistons are pumping and the hubcaps all green, while I'm holding your wheel.
Okay, let's continue on with the story here. Lady, in her will, basically takes what appears to be like a I won't say a puppy, a young dog, and she dies, and in her will says, I want you to euthanize my dog and bury the dog with me. Probably just said, I want you to bury the dog with me and let them come up with a way of doing it. So let's continue on with the story. The first sound you hear is when they go into the burner.
After Emma was euthanized, her remains were taken to a local pet cremation center. Her ashes were then placed in an urn and returned to the authorized representative of the estate, all in accordance with the dead woman's will.
It's not legal to put a dog, cremated remains, or an animal in a casket and bury them.
Meet Larry Spiaggi.
With this.
He's president of the Virginia Funeral Directors Association and owner of Morissette Funeral and Cremation Services.
Come here.
When you walk into his funeral home, you'll probably be greeted by one of Larry's chocolate labs. This fella's name is Peace. He has free run of the place. And while he is Larry's personal pet, Peace is also a highly trained and certified therapy dog. He's there to help clients through their grief. You'd be hard-pressed to find a funeral director more pet-friendly than this one. Just don't ask him to slip Rover's cremated remains in Grandma's casket, because he won't do it.
I am licensed by the state of Virginia, so I have a license on the line with the Health Professions Board, so I cannot do it.
And finding a vet to euthanize a healthy dog or cat won't be easy. Pets are personal property in the eyes of the law, and putting down a healthy dog or cat is by no means illegal.
All right, sweetie.
Still, many vets have ethical issues with it.
Whenever we're faced with euthanasia, it's a very emotional situation, and beyond everything that we talk about that we need to do ethically and that we've taken an oath to do, it's something we take home, too. You know, it weighs on us as professionals.
But he does real well. And
Larry knows where he's coming from. Many years ago, before the law changed, he helped make arrangements for a client who wanted her elderly dog euthanized and buried with her in the casket. It's something that still haunts Larry to this day.
And knowing that, you know, while we were taking care of her, that poor dog was being euthanized, you know, I still, even after I saw his temperament and everything, I still ached over it, you know.
And while Virginia Cemetery Code 54.1-2310 forbids that pets be buried with humans in commercial cemeteries, there are exceptions for private and family-owned cemeteries. And Carla, when I posted this on Facebook a couple of days ago, a state lawmaker reached out to me and asked what was needed to be done to actually close these loopholes. So that's certainly something that he would like to do and rid Virginia of this practice forever.
Right, because it's such a sad situation. Really, why put down a healthy animal?
Yeah, it's a sad situation. Mm.
Thanks, Kurt.
And I tell you what, Virginia is an unusual place. This is actually part of a rural part of Virginia that has, there was a great place that we used to go to when we were in Williamsburg. We'd drive over to go to that, you have to actually take a ferry over to this restaurant. You drive your car on the ferry, then you go over the river and get out and go to this old mansion that has Smithfield hams and all this kind of just great stuff.
Well, and part of this definitely tugs at my heart is somebody, I mean, I love dogs. Just seeing the video there of that funeral director's chocolate lab, is I was sitting here, my, you know, going to hall. What a great dog. And then I'm also being pulled with my inner libertarian. I guess what I would say is if I was a vet, I would refuse to euthanize a perfectly healthy dog for this purpose. If I was a funeral director, or I would refuse to do it and be part of the practice. If I was a legislator in Virginia, I don't know if I would pass a law saying you can't do it. Because as weird and as tragic as it is, I think there are some people that, you know, sometimes their wishes should be respected. But I'd have to think about it more.
Let's move to another story here as we wrap up this hour and before we get to the legislative roundtable. Trump administration is looking at moving illegal immigrants and the asylum seekers into southern Florida. Listen to this.
The Trump administration is apparently planning to move hundreds of undocumented immigrants to South Florida.
Local officials in Broward and Palm Beach counties say they have been told to expect plane loads of migrants from South Texas starting in about 2 weeks. Ben Tracy is at the White House.
So far, the White House has not officially confirmed this plan, but last month, President Trump did say he was considering a plan to send illegal immigrants to so-called sanctuary cities. It's not clear if he's now making good on that threat.
This has to be the most inhumane act that can be happened by the president.
Moving people from Texas border camps to Florida is an unwelcome surprise for local officials.
Just no real plan on what's going to happen to these 500 people every month that's going to come to Palm Beach County.
It's no secret that migrant camps on the U.S. border are overcrowded, but the mayor of Palm Beach County says this is not a solution.
We want better plan from our federal government. We are not a border state.
Okay, we want better plans from our federal government. And they're talking about potentially up to 100,000 people.
Wow.
Here. This is the last part of the story before we get to our top of the hour break.
The mayors have been told to expect two plane loads of migrants each week, up to 1,000 people a month, split between Palm Beach and Broward counties. Both are Democrat strongholds, but don't consider themselves sanctuary cities. The migrants do not face criminal charges, but would likely be released into the community awaiting immigration hearings. Florida Senator Marco Rubio wrote a letter demanding answers from the Department of Homeland Security.
Immigrants must be financially self-sufficient.
On Thursday, President Trump announced his new plan for legal immigration, based on so-called merit rather than family connections or diversity. It prioritizes immigrants in high-paying professions and those who speak English.
We discriminate against brilliance. We won't anymore once we get this passed.
Democrats say the president's plan is offensive.
Merit. It is really a condescending word. Are they saying family is without merit? Are they saying most of the people who have ever come to the United States in the history of our country are without merit because they don't have an engineering degree?
The president is tweeting about immigration this morning. In a tweet he just sent out, he said all people that are illegally coming into the United States will be removed at a later date. He goes on to say, don't make yourselves too comfortable. You will be leaving soon.
News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show heading to the top of the hour break. Going to be back with Liz later. Oh, we got to do the drawing.
Drawing for Sweet Creek Farmer. Let's do it quickly. And the winner, the $60 gift basket is Matthews. I believe that handle is from a woman in Matthews, Alabama. But you have to have the right birth date if you want to redeem it, Matthews.
Okay, going to be back with us at the roundtable right after this.